Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 11th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Yes, He Cares. And two scripture texts we will share today from Mark 4, verse 38 and 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Roxanne will read the scriptures today and then share regarding a current experience in her life before I share the message.
But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Last night I made a visit to the medical center in Hershey to visit a patient who was suddenly stricken with a serious life-altering illness. I came to know this woman through my chaplaincy ministry, and I wanted to assure her personally that God has not forgotten her. Through my visit and prayer with her, I encouraged her to cast all her care upon the Lord as she goes through this very difficult recovery process.
Early in the disciples' relationship with Jesus, they were in a boat after a tiring day of ministry. A furious storm arose and threatened to capsize the boat. But Jesus was sleeping on a cushion in the stern. I recall from my ministry training days that this text is among the proofs of Christ's humanity. I find it remarkable that he was able to sleep during a massive storm that seriously frightened even experienced fishermen. Isn't that the kind of peace we want during the inevitable storms of our lives? As we realize that God is in control. Even these experienced fishermen who had plied these waters for many years recognized the imminent danger. They awoke Jesus and asked a very pointed question. Do you not care that we are perishing? Isn't this the very question that we've all asked or wondered thousands of times? Let's just condense it. Does God care? Jesus does not answer the disciples with words, but with a mighty demonstration of his power. He stilled the storm. Not only were the disciples saved, but they also learned a valuable lesson. Years later, one of them wrote, Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. After years of walking with Jesus, it was no longer a question to Peter, but a settled fact that has become a cherished truth, comforting believers now for nearly 2,000 years. He cares for you. Like the disciples, we may at times wonder, does Jesus really care? But his word abundantly demonstrates and teaches that he does. Some of you are in the midst of a trial today. Your faith is being tested. Settle this much. Today he has not changed. God cares for you. His care is motivated by his love, undergirded by his power, and assured by his faithfulness. Lord, help us to hide this truth deep in our hearts today. Yes, you care. Just the chorus to a great old hymn. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night's dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Jesus, your word assures me time and time again of your compassionate love toward me and that your gentle hand will guide me through the variables of life. You respond to my needs faithfully, but I confess to you that my doubts begin when your voice is silent about particular ongoing needs I have been dealing with. It is in these settings that I begin to wonder if you really do care. Instead of questioning your care for me, help me to prove my faith by trusting you even when you are silent. Help me to persevere in prayer in seeking to understand your overall plan in these matters that concern me. And when I don't understand your plan, help me to trust you, because faith that cannot be tested is faith that cannot be trusted.
Well, thank you, Brooksie. That hymn I quoted from is a hymn titled "Does Jesus Care" by Frank Graff. It's in the public domain. And I actually have up on the website today a link to another website, actually, but one of those websites that I don't particularly care for the way they're designed, but they immediately play music, and it happens to be playing that song. So I'll link to it today, and perhaps it'll be a blessing. I do notice it cuts off. For some reason, they don't use the whole song. But I'll give you an idea. It's a great old hymn of the church that I know will bless you. So prepared the message today. Another scripture came to mind, a scripture that you might think was written in relationship to today's first text regarding Christ stilling the storm on the Sea of Galilee with the disciples, but actually it's a psalm. Psalm 107, verses 29 to 31 states, "He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men." Again, it's pretty remarkable that that psalm was written about 1,000 years before the account in the gospel that I read today regarding the storm, and yet it seems like it could be referring to that very occasion. Well, it is a blessing to share today through this internet ministry. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share these messages right out of our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. That's in the south central part of the state, about 60 to 90 miles, I'm not sure, west of Philadelphia. We've had a very dry spate here, and it's just looking stormy and cloudy outside, and we're looking forward to a good drenching rain. We would like to see, for the sake of our farmers as well as our wells and our own lawn and garden here in our house. God cares today. He cares for you, whatever you're dealing with and going through. Let me also point out today that on the site, and again, our site is www.dailyencouragement.net. There is a photo I took just yesterday of a cardinal right out in front of my little office window. And I have placed a scripture text on the picture as well. That is a reinforcement of God's care. If you care to look at that, just go to the website. If you're listening to this message any day but Thursday, the 11th of May, go to the archive for that day and that picture will be up. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful to Christ, and today may you be encouraged.